Hey there, and welcome to episode 156 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. This week's theme is On This Day, and we continue it in today's episode by looking at the United States $100 bill. I've held two $100 bills in my lifetime. It's funny that something as common as money should be so memorable. The fact is, though, for most people, actually possessing or even seeing a $100 bill is memorable. On this day, September 27th, 1995, the United States Treasury kicked off its currency revamp program by revealing the new design for the $100 bill. Up until 1995, most of our paper currencies had kept the same design for decades. Since 1995, the Treasury has actually redesigned the most common American notes twice, each time to enhance the security and guard against counterfeiting. The $100 bill, popularly known as the Benjamin because of the portrait of Benjamin Franklin that adorns the cover, goes back to the 1800s. Now, the first Benjamin issued back in 1862, though, wouldn't have been called a Benjamin because it had a bald eagle on the front. And we all know how old Ben Franklin felt about the bald eagle as symbol of the United States. The first true Benjamin, with his picture on it, was printed in 1914, and the note has looked pretty much the same until the redesign in 1995. I mentioned earlier that the $100 bill is a rare sight to most people, and the fact that a Benjamin changes hands so few times accounts for the long lifespan of the average $100 bill. According to the Treasury, most $100 bills last about 7.5 years after printing before they fall apart and become unusable. Compare that to a $1 bill, which dies after about 3.5 years of usage. Thanks for tuning in to episode 156 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we head back over to Asia to celebrate the birth of Confucius.